Are you so horny you'd bang a snake if you could hold it straight? Are you dating or in a serious relationship and want to get better with women? If your answer is yes, then the Unapologetic Man podcast is specifically for you. Here's a sample about frame control. Frame control is the single most important element of attracting and keeping a woman interested in you. If you don't have frame control, then you don't have attraction. It's as simple as that.
Where a girl's going to test you. She's going to do shit to see if you have boundaries. To see, as I always say, if you're not to be fucked with. And if a girl decides that you can be fucked with, she's gone. Trust me, boys. I have been in thousands and thousands of interactions. I have coached over 5,000 men in this. This works, and this is the way it is. So believe me when I tell you, when she comes at you with this energy, you have to either agree and amplify, you have to misinterpret, you have to reframe, or straight up ignore it. Because when you ignore it, it says, I'm not going to even let that in my reality. I just don't even want to talk about it. So instead, we're going to talk about this thing. And if you don't like that, I'm afraid I can't help you with that. That frame is going to make her acquiesce. And a lot of guys who get mad, by the way, they haven't had any experience with women. They're like, this can't be true. It sounds like such a douchebag thing. It's not a douchebag thing. It's a guy who respects himself, who has boundaries. Do you want to be the guy who explains himself to women, who does them favors and gets put in the friend zone? Or do you want to be the dude who's cool, leads the frame, leads women to where they want to be led, and when they act up, push boundaries, or are bitchy to you, you put out the fire by using these reframes? Of course you want to be that guy, because that's the guy who gets girls. This stuff works. So let's go over them one more time, boys. Agree and amplify. Anything she says, you make it 100 times worse. She's like, how many phone numbers did you get tonight? You say, I got 330 phone numbers. I really wanted 350, so I got to keep going and get more. Or my favorite one is, I got 9 numbers tonight. One more and I would have had a full phone number. Thank you for that, Liam. Liam is my awesome podcast editor. All right, so that's the first one, agree and amplify. Number two is misinterpret. She says something to you, you misinterpret it to mean something else. She's like, why are you here? You say, look, I know you're trying to leave with me right now, but we just met, so calm down a little bit, little Casanova. See how I misinterpreted? She said one thing, I misinterpreted as something else, and then I say that to her, and she buys into that frame. Now, you may ask, what if she doesn't buy into the frame? Then you keep going. She throws it back at you, you throw it back at her, and this can be really fun, and eventually you guys are going to laugh, she's going to go into your feminine energy, and you're going to win, because you will not quit until you win. You have to win. Number three is my all-time favorite, reframe. The real question is those four important words. So your friend comes up to you and asks you any question about you. Why are you doing XYZ thing? Why did you buy that car? Why are you in that job or anything else? You say the real question is, why are you so obsessed with me, bro? Why are you paying such close attention to my life? It's a little creepy. Now, again, your friend's being a dick. He's like, bro, why would you buy that car? That thing's stupid. Bro, the real question is, why are you so focused on my life? Why are you so concerned about it? It's a little creepy, man. Focus on you, bro. Focus on you. And now you flipped it on him. Again, guys, when people are being dicks to you, you have to use this stuff. Number four is ignore. If she says something and you didn't hear it, it's like she didn't say it. So you choose what you interact with. It is a core tenet of frame control. And number five is reframe into a qualifying question. She says, is this what you say to all the girls? You say, only to girls that seem fun and adventurous. You're not boring, are you? She says, no, I'm fun. Cool. You just went up 20 points in my book. You're now a negative 16. Congratulations. And guys, again, if you think I'm being a dick here, it's always with a smile. It's always playful. It doesn't have negative energy behind it. She's throwing negative energy at me. I'm catching it. I'm twisting it around and throwing it back at her in a playful way. Like she throws a baseball at my head. I catch it. I twist it and make it into a fun bouncy ball and throw it back at her and be like, ha ha, I gotcha. That's the vibe. It's not an asshole vibe. It's a playful vibe, but still showing that you're not to be fucked with. You're not going to buy into her frame. You're not going to explain yourself to her. You're not going to be the dude who does her favors and fluffs her feathers and blows smoke up her ass, because we know what happens. It's going to put you in the friend zone. Frame control. You must have a stronger frame than she does in order for her to get attracted to you.
Enjoyed that clip? To continue listening, simply click the link below or type Unapologetic Man in your search browser. Again, that's the Unapologetic Man podcast. If you can spell unapologetic, then you have the right to hold all the gold dropped on that podcast. Listen right now and up your attractiveness to women tenfold.